Drew Doherty and Mark Vandermeer here at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. Mark, another big show as the pads came on Friday.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of exciting people to hear from. Second-year playmakers. How about a first-year playmaker in Deshaun Watson and more? John Harris observations on the way as well.
Texans training camp today starts now.
There was a lot more good today than bad. This is what we're talking about. Houston Texans football. Like, this is what we're looking for.
Don't drop your head.
This is what you guys as teammates should expect of each other. We gotta keep building. We can't go backwards. Let's keep bringing some energy to this practice field. Let's bring it again and then some tomorrow.
Welcome into the show, Drew and Mark here at the Greenbrier. And Mark, we got to start things off with some quick hits because number four, Deshaun Watson, the quarterback, met with the media today. His progress continues to go on.
Well, you saw it in OTAs. He started out looking like a rookie. Then he looked a lot more polished as OTAs went on. Training camp starts out with him getting a whole lot of reps, Drew, and he's trying to get better every single day.
It's just great. It's a great environment. All of us is just trying to find ways to get better, teaching each other. Rooting for each other and just trying to, you know, take it one day at a time and not get ahead of ourselves and just try to learn as much as we can. I don't have to be a lot, just 1% better in whatever I'm doing. That's my process of information, making a good decision, ball handling, throwing, being more accurate, just find a way to get better each and every day.
And Deshaun Watson got a lot of work with the twos, the second team offense today. They were in some goal line situations that made it pretty interesting.
You know, everybody in pads, Drew, and the defense was super fired up for especially a goal line situation led by Brian Cushing.
It's a very competitive period. Like I said, it's the first day of pads, so you're just really trying to set the tone. You know, at the same time, you're going against your own team, so you want to be smart and protect them. But it was a good day, and obviously we have a lot to build upon and continue to work, and we will. You know, it's something I said we've been looking forward to for a long time. You know, you have all your OTAs, all your mini camps, you know, your gym short practices, but, you know, this is real football, and this is something that anyone who loves it really enjoys coming back out and doing.
So the defense and the offense doing some nice things, and we talked all about Deshaun Watson, but what about the guy who's going to start at quarterback in Tom Savage?
Well, Tom Savage, seeing him in pads for the first time, working with those receivers, knowing there's actual contact with the defensive backs, he performed well, according to Bill O'Brien.
Good, yeah, he did a good job, led us down the field there in a competitive situation, connected with Hopkins a few times, looked good. Deshaun did a good job, too, led us down the field on a drive that he had, so I thought it was a good day for both guys.
They perform well, and you know another guy who performs well every single day is John Harris. He's the Texans sideline reporter. You can hear him on Texans radio and Texans TV, but I love his observations. What about you, Mark?
On HoustonTexans.com, every day of practice, and right here as well.
Thanks, Mark. It is time for observations, and how about we focus a little bit on the rookies today? Right down over here on this field, it was goal line time, and the offense scored a couple of times. Who did they rely on to get the ball in the end zone? That's right, rookie running back Deontay Foreman. That's what we expect from Deontay, to pound it in from the 1 yard line to 2 yard line. That's what we want to see. That's what we saw. How about Dylan Cole, undrafted rookie linebacker from out of Missouri State? I wrote in my notes, this guy is around the ball a lot. Wherever the ball is, 51 is finding it. He's not your prototypical linebacker size, but man, he can find the ball and make a ton of plays. And let's finish with the offensive line. Julion Davenport, thought after yesterday, man, today in pads could be tough. He had a couple of tough moments on Thursday against Whitney Mercilus. But, man, he stepped back in today from the left side, from the right side. I thought he did a pretty solid job in pass protections, including going against Jadeveon Clowney and doing a pretty solid job with that protection on the Pro Bowl star, JD, number 90. Well, that's all the observations I have for you now. But I'm going to have about 30 more for you if you go to HoustonTexans.com later today. Guys, back to you.
Good stuff as always from John Harrison. You know, a second-year quartet of Steven Anderson, Braxton Miller, Will Fuller, Tyler Irvin, not necessarily in that order, poised to make a big leap in year two.
Well, that's what they're looking for, Drew. And DP Situ caught up with the second-year running back, Tyler Irvin. Is he a running back? Is he a wide receiver? He does a lot of things well.
All right, Tyler, first day in full pads. What was that like for your group? I know you guys have been itching to get back into pads this whole offseason.
You know, after not being in pads for, you know, months at a time, everybody's itching to kind of get back out here and, you know, set the tone. So I think everybody did a good job.
How about for yourself? What is it that you wanted to work on once you did get into full pads heading into training camp?
I think just being a more complete player, consistency is, you know, big for me. So I think I tried to do that today. Hopefully I can keep making some progress.
You say consistency, and I would look at you and say versatility, because you're a guy that can do a lot of different things, special teams, receiving, running back, obviously. How is it that you can manage all these skills? It's your second year, so you don't have to learn the offense.
No, I try to take things one day at a time. You know, every time I'm, you know, switching a position, you just got to really focus in. And, you know, that's one of the things I've been working on, you know, this past offseason as well.
You got Lamar Miller to lean on as far as the running backs group go, but since you're working on your wide receiver skills, who is it that you're really leaning on for advice as far as that goes?
No, I talk to everybody. You know, all the guys that have been doing it, you know, for a long time. I just started, so I talk to Hop a lot, talk to Jalen, Braxton, of course, all these guys. So
thanks so much, Tyler.
Thank you.
You can see that whole interview on HoustonTexans.com. And speaking of second-year players, Braxton Miller, another guy that we mentioned who, through 3 days, has looked very electric.
Well, we talked so much about his conversion from quarterback to wide receiver in college, then wide receiver in the NFL, and he doesn't look like he's converted from anything lately. He looks like he's been a wide receiver for a while. I know you had a chance to visit with Braxton.
How cool is it? You, Will Fuller, Steven Anderson, Tyler Irvin, you're all second-year guys who all have, you know, a lot of ability. How exciting is that, and how exciting should fans be?
Oh, it's great. You know, just come out here working every day with the guys. You know, we came in at the same time. We all got the same goal in mind, you know, just win every time. So every time we come out here, it's compete. And it's frustrating when, you know, you're losing goal line and stuff like that. But you come back in the middle of practice and beat the defense. So, you know, it's improving every day. That's it.
You bring up the goal line. You got to put the caveat out there, though. They couldn't throw, could they?
Nah, you know, it's just working on tackling the goal line and the running backs, you know, getting in the middle and stuff. So it was a good drill.
Yeah, working on the basics. You can unfold the playbook a little later in the season. Well, Braxton, thanks for the time, and best of luck for the rest of camp.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And like we said before, you can watch that interview in its entirety on HoustonTexans.com. Mark, a great third day of camp, the first day in pads. You like highlights? I like highlights.
Keep it locked into HoustonTexans.com for all the highlights, or watch them right now.